milk truck come by here, but he'd finally quit, and we'd go to town to buy it at the store.
We're talking about the hog. The person who would kill and sell meat is called a...
if you sell it, kill it, and sell it green, sometimes sell the whole hog together. That's pork.
Mm-hmm.
And if you cut it up and sell it out that way while it's green, that's called pork. But if you salt it down, they call it bacon.
Mm-hmm. What do they call the person who sells it? Who cuts it up and
sells it? If it's just out like I am here, they don't particularly have any name for it, for so many people used to kill and sell it that way. Mm-hmm. They just all call it the country meat, you see. And
the person who's doing the killing and the selling.
Well, they call that the owner.
Uh-huh.
The owner of it. Yeah.
Would you call a man who works in a store?
We call that the merchant. Well, if he's in a market selling meat alone, that's a market man.
Mm-hmm.
He generally, if he buys stuff alive and has it killed, butchered, the man who does that, he calls that the butcherman.
Mm-hmm. If meat's been kept too long and it doesn't taste right, you'd say that it's done what?
Well, if it's kept long and it don't taste right, you see, they have to keep it in these markets. They don't salt it at all, you see.
Mm-hmm.
They keep it on ice. Frigidaires and all, and keep it where it stays cold all the time. But after it stays there so long, it tastes a little old. They ain't supposed to keep it on a certain mm-hmm. length of time. You see, they have to get rid of it.
What would you call a child who always gets its own way?
Is which?
A child that always gets its own way. His parents will do anything for him. You'd say the child is...
A good child or agreeable.
What if he's not like that? What if he
he's mean and he won't obey.
Uh-huh.
He's a kind of a mean kind of a child, or hard-headed, or...
What if he's used to always getting his own way? He'll throw...
If he gets in the way, he just, kind of a contrary child.
Mm-hmm. After you kill a hog, what can you make with the meat from its head?
Well, you take the head and feet and make hog head and cheese. They used to call it souse.
Mm-hmm.
But you make it, they call it hog head and cheese now. Or you can take the liver and the heart, and you can make I done forgot that. I know what it is. Well, I'll say, can't think of it.
Could you make anything out of the blood?
Out of the blood.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, some people make pudding out of blood pudding. I never did like it, though.
How would they make it?
Well, they'd take it and they wouldn't sweeten it. They didn't put sugar in it. They put salt in it and a little flour in it. And it put some sage in it, a little pepper, and mix it up that way and
mm-hmm.
cook it. Mix it all together, see, and cook it.
What would they make out of the liver?